Shalom, אנחנו נקרא בסדרה.
Hello, we're going to read in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 2, page the Gatehouse of Intentions. We are. You can watch a lesson on Cab.tv and ask the questions there.
No.
ומה שהרב מחשב רק ארבע בחינות חובטום ולא חמש בחינות כחבטום ומשום שהכתר
The reason the RE calculates only four בחינות חובטום and not five בחינות is because כתר is regarded as the root of all four בחינות and is not counted among them. Okay, we are on page 405 at the end of the Opashut. Okay, so now we're going to go back to item 2. The writings of Bala Sulam, volume 2, page 405, item 2, the words of the Ari. All of these b'chinot consist of four b'chinot. Okay,
I would say let's start from item 1.
Item 1. On page 404, there is an emanator and there is an emanated. The emanated contains four elements, fire, wind, water, and dust. These are the four letters Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, as well as Chubtum, Chokhma Bina Tiferet Malchut, as well as Tanta, which are Abia, which are the four Bchinot discernments in man. One, the inner man, which is the spirituality. It is called Naran Chai. Two, the body. Three, the clothing on the body. And four, the house in which man and his clothing dwell. Again, there is an emanator and an emanated. The emanated contains four elements, fire, wind, water, and dust. These are four letters Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, as well as Chubtum, as well as Tanta, as well as, and they are Abia, which are the four Bchinot, discernments, in man. One, the inner man, which is the spirituality. It is called Naran Chai. Two, the body. Three, the clothing on the body. And four, the house in which man and his clothing dwell. Two. All of these b'chinot consist of four b'chinot. Here they are. The first b'china, singular of b'chinot, of spirituality, is neshama to neshama and naran. The second b'china, which is the guf, body, is the atzamot, bones, the moch, marrow, within them, and the gidin, tendons, the basal, flesh, and the O, skin. This is as it is written, clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me with bones and tendons.
Three.
The third b'china is a levushim, clothes. It is known that they are mandatory dresses for a regular priest, as opposed to a high priest. A shirt, trousers, a mitre, and a belt. Those four of the high priest are higher dresses than these, as is mentioned in the Zohar, that those are the dresses of the name Adni, and these are the dresses of the name Havaya, but they are essentially only four b'chinot. The fourth b'china is the house, and there are house, yard, field, and desert. However, in all those four particular b'chinot, there is one b'china that contains all of them, which is between each two b'chinot and contains both.
Ala.
O Dalet.
Four.
Meaning, with that, he's done with these four phases, Dalet b'chinot.
Item four. Once we have clarified that all the emanated beings are one b'china that comprises all four elements, which are the four letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, and which are the four worlds Abiyah, and have an upper fifth b'china between them and Ein Sof. Now we will elaborate on each world in general, and then we will return to explain them all together as one whole.
Again,
once we have clarified that all the emanated beings are one b'china that comprises all four elements, which are the four letters Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and which are the four worlds of Bia, and have an upper fifth b'china between them and Ein Sof. Now we will elaborate on each world in general, and then we will return to explain them all together as one whole.
Okay, meaning after he's already spoken about everything, now he wants to start going into details, and then again he'll go back to the general picture.
Item 5. Everything that was created in all the worlds is only for b'chinot, which are havaya. These are the spiritual, which are called neshama, soul, and the organs of the body, the garments, and the house. Again. Item 5. Everything that was created in all the worlds is only for b'chinot.
There is no more other than four b'chinot. Look how he writes it. Very, very simple. He divides it and divides it and divides it, and then he makes this, he generalizes, and then again he divides it and divides, and then again generalizes, and everything that was created in all the worlds
is only four b'chinot, which are havaya. These are the spiritual, which is called neshama, and the organs of the body, the garments, and the house. Item 6. Let us speak of the world of Atzilut, and from there we will understand the rest. The internality of the whole of Atzilut is the spirituality called neshama. It is clothed inside the organs of the body, which are called kelim, vessels. These are the 10 sfirot called rosh, head, zroot, arms, and guf, body. Again, let us speak of the world of Atzilut, and from there we will understand the rest. The internality of the whole of Atzilut is the spirituality called neshama. It is clothed inside the organs of the body, which are called kelim. These are the 10 sfirot called rosh, zroot, and guf. Item 7. Let us return to the matter of the guf. For this prina is 10 sfirot, 10 qualities, for there is a boundary and a measure to them. It is written in Pirkei Hechalot, in the measure of the level, that it is 2,236,000,000 parsas. This guf is clothed inside the levushim, clothes, of Atzilut. And as our sages said, the Creator clothed in 10 levushim, a levush of pride, as was said, the Lord is King. He were his pride. This is the meaning of what is mentioned in Pirkei Chalot, that there the robe of the Creator is called Zahariel, but the neshama within has no measure at all. However, compared to Ein Sof, we can call them measures and sfirot to the neshama as well.
Yes, go on.
Continuing, item 10. These levushim are inside the houses, which are the 7 heichalot, palaces of Atzilut, which are the world itself. These are the heaven and the earth, and the air between them. For all this is regarded as houses. They are called the world of Atzilut, within which dwells the upper Adam, who is the soul and the body, the royal attire placed in the palace of the upper king, who is the whole of the world of Atzilut.
Ken.
Yes.
Item 9. These four b'chinot are regarded as the ten sfirot that begin from Chokhmah and contain four b'chinot. There is also the b'china of Keter, which is the fifth b'china, the root of all of them, and which also contains the root of the four above mentioned b'chinot. It follows that the light and the soul in Keter are the root of the ten sfirot of the soul of Atzilut, of the souls of Atzilut, that begin from Chokhmah. And the body in Keter is the root of the ten sfirot of bodies in the ten sfirot of Atzilut, that begin from Chokhmah. Also, the Levushim in Keter is the root of the ten sfirot of Levushim in the ten sfirot of Atzilut, that begin from Chokhmah. And the Heichal, singular of Heichalot, in Keter, is the root of the ten sfirot of Heichalot in the ten sfirot of Atzilut that begin from Chokhmah.
That's interesting. Need to scrutinize it. Item 10, the Ari.
Item 10. Afterwards, the world of Bria was created in the exact same manner, where through the Masach, that is the bottom of the Heichal of Atzilut, it illuminated downward and imprinted there an imprint of all that was in the world of Atzilut. It is called the world of Bria, since it is a light of an offshoot and not the upper light itself. However, since it seals the Atzilut, it should contain all the b'chinot that exist in Atzilut.
Okay. We're also thinking about the group, thinking about the goal, why we're studying, that all of this is in order to reach.
Item 11. Indeed, the medium rule that is shorter than all this. In all ten sfirot of Atzilut, including Keter, there are Shoresh, Root, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal. It is likewise in Bia, and likewise in Ak, which is the root of all of Abia.
Again.
Indeed, the medium rule that is shorter than all is this. In all ten sfirot of Atzilut, including Keter, there are Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal. It is likewise in Bia, and likewise in Ak, which is the root of all of Abia.
Go on.
12. It follows that all that is emanated is one Havaya that consists of five Bchinot, which are the tip of the Yud in Ak, Yud in Atzilut, He in Bria, Vav in Yitzira, and He in Asiya. And each of these b'chinot contains all five. Again, it follows that all that is emanated is one havaya that consists of five b'chinot, which are the tip of the yud in Ak, yud in Atzilut, he in Bria, vav in Yetzira, and he in Asiya. And each of these b'chinot contains all five.
In other words, even though every b'china is built of five b'chinot, each one is specific. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And there are many discernments, but each one has the same five, and every five have the same five, and so on and so forth. The structure is always five, no more and no less. And every five are divided to another five and another five, and this goes on endlessly. 13.
Item 13, in the words of the Ari, it's on page 408. The tip of the Yud in Ak contains the first Havaya of five other Prinot, which are the above-mentioned five Prinot in Ak itself. These are the Ak and Abia in it, which are the five b'chinot, Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, and Deichal. Also, the Yud of Atzilut contains one Havaya that contains all five above-mentioned b'chinot, and likewise in the rest of the letters in Bia. Thus, There are five letters where each contains everyone, making them 25 prinot.
Again,
13. The tip of the Yud in Ak contains the first Havaya of five other prinot, which are the above-mentioned five prinot in Ak itself. These are the Ak and Abia in it, which are five prinot, Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, and Heichal.
And that is the same Kutso of Yud, the tip of the Yud in Ak. And from there, it only develops.
Also, the Yud of Atzilut contains one Havaya that contains all five above-mentioned prinot. And likewise, in the rest of the letters in Bia. Thus, there are five letters where each contains everyone, making them 25 prinot.
Okay, item 14, the Ari.
14. Afterwards, in the same manner, there is another inclusion where each of them contains all 25 prinot. This is so because in the Yud Atzilut contains one Havaya that consists of all five prinot, and each of the five prinot consists of five. These are the 10 sfirot of Shoresh, 10 sfirot of Neshama, 10 sfirot of the Guf, 10 sfirot of the Levush, and 10 sfirot of the Heichal. It is likewise in the tip of the Yud in Ak, in Yud in Atzilut, in the letter He in Bria, in the letter Vav in Yetzira, etc.
Again.
Afterward, in the same manner, there is another inclusion, where each of them contains all 25 prinot. This is so because the Yud of Atzilut contains one Havaya that consists of all five prinot, and each of the five prinot consists of five. These are the 10 sfirot of Shoresh, 10 sfirot of Neshama, 10 sfirot of the Guf, 10 sfirot of the Levush, and 10 sfirot of the Heichal. It is likewise in the tip of the Yud in Ak, in Yud in Atzilut, in the letter He in Bria, in the letter Vav in Yetzira, etc. 15. It follows that in short, Ak is the tip of the Yud that contains one Havaya that comprises five prinot, Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, and Heichal. Each of these prinot comprises five, which are 10 sfirot of Shoresh, 10 sfirot of Neshama, 10 sfirot of the Guf, 10 sfirot of the Levush, and 10 sfirot of the Heichal. Also, each sfira of these 10 sfirot is included in the five patsufim, plural of patsuf, which are the root and abia.
Questions in general? Yes, David.
Rav, a general question. Why is this book is written in such a way that there is a part of text above and an explanation below? What is this form of writing?
This is a form of writing which is accustomed in the sacred books, because there is the teacher which is sacred, you know, the Rishonim, the Achronim, and there are those that follow them and want to interpret and add. And they too are holy, but they are in a lower degree than they are here. The Holy One is the Ari. The writings of the Ari is up at the top, from Etz Chaim, probably. He writes here. Etz Chaim, gate 42, etc. And the bottom part is Baal HaSulam. How could it be otherwise? This is a classic format for holy writings. How is it built in the Gemara? You have the Mishnah on the top, and then the Gemara, and then around it you have the interpretations. Below you have the Tosfot, the additions. That's how it's accustomed. How else could it be? Whoever is highest, the first teacher is above, and then the second, third, etc. and in smaller letters than those who are less important.
Thank you. I just wanted to understand what is this spiritual influence or bestowal that we can get if we are included in this form.
Look, we also learn the same way. We bring excerpts, and we learn from these excerpts. Bala Sulam, Rabash, sometimes Zohar, sometimes other stuff. And we already give their interpretations, questions, explanations, but the most important is them. Our lesson is the same. You can't do it otherwise. More questions? Yes?
A general question about the division. If there is a division...
What division?
For example, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei says, in general, everything in general is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei.
It's not a, let's assume. You can ask why. I'll tell you this. From when the will to receive encountered the will to bestow, they influence each other mutually, that they have four phases of connection. From nature, there is a plus and a minus, that through these four phases, they can connect to one another. You can see it in nature on every level. And if you don't see it, then it's a sign that you don't see it, because it can also be concealed. But every single phenomenon in nature, when it's revealed, it needs to be revealed, it can be revealed, with respect to one that knows how to identify it, then it's revealed through four stages, through four phases.
After he divides it, he says that each part consists of those five parts as well.
Right, etc.
And then he gives other names. It's as if the same thing has many names.
Just to make it easier to differentiate.
But it's more confusing.
No, why is it confusing? You want him to give you... He can give you just Havaya. He can give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. There's no more. And then what? But if we're talking about this set of five on a different degree and a different action he wants to, how will he emphasize that? Say what you recommend. Yes?
Let's say that he...
What's he saying here? That's why Kabbalists, out of lack of choice, saw that they have root and branch, and because they know how to tie between them and see the spiritual root with the corporeal branch, and in the corporeal branch we have many, many names, so we take these names, we take these symbols, and we start taking these names for spiritual matters. Otherwise, it's just like you're saying, there's no more than five, not even Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Because Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is also a sign, a symbol of this world, which is from above downwards, and like this, and then it has the roof and the tip and this, and etc. This is round, and these are symbols from this world. Go on.
So let's say in each of them he puts in Shorosh Neshama Guf Levush Eichad. So why add more categories and not go with the same 1, 2, 3, 4 within each thing?
So let it be that way. Forget about Shorosh Neshama Guf Levush Eichad. Call it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you're saying, do you understand what's happening on third? But I don't know what third is. Is third the Sphira? Is it the Olam? Is it the Partsuf? I don't know. When someone, out of all the 400 students that are sitting, if someone says Moshe, then I know it's Moshe. Right, Gershon. Not everyone knows. You need to name it. That's the whole thing. It's the whole problem. But in fact, that's what he wants to emphasize, and that all the Kabbalists do. There is no more than five. The tip of the Yud, and from there, Yud Kei Vav Kei.
A question about learning. When we read it this way, I quite quickly lose the ability to follow. I can't really follow how he divides everything. I don't have this depiction in my head of what he writes here.
Why?
I can't mechanically understand it.
So you need to sit alone and you need to draw. That's what I did too. Although I was used to all these kinds of things, to always draw and to learn, but still, you should do it. Go on.
Is there a depiction or a place where you can look and follow along with reading, or is it...
It's better if you do it.
But I'm afraid I'll make a mistake.
So what? Even if you make mistakes from now, 10 years ahead, it's nothing to do with it, it has no harm, it does not prevent any spiritual attainment. There is no connection between that and that. It is not the wise one who learns. You can make such beautiful illustrations and drawings now, etc. Wow, but there's no relation to spiritual attainment. We don't understand that yet, how unrelated it is. In other words, draw it anyway. I don't want to remove that urge of yours. But again, Shoresh, the root, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal. That's it. You have no more discernment in our world from the inside out. You understand?
But then you have the Gidim, the tendons and all those.
That's an additional. Let's say you take Basar. So also in the Basar you have things, right? You have Moch, Atzamot, Gidin. You have this kind of Moch and that kind of Moch. You have in them also five Prinot. How will you name it? There's a problem here. How can we exchange? How can we negotiate? You need to identify, to mention every single thing. But it's our problem. Kabbalists have no problem. They found this language, the language of roots, of branches, and they use it. That's how it is. All right. Yes, Professor.
So how do we, who don't have the feeling and don't know what our Kutonet, Mechnasayim, Misnefet, and Avnet, and all those other names he gives, what do we do with all of this?
From that, you see that there are different discernments with the same primary discernment called Levush, clothing. Well,
and then what?
This clothing is also divided by five.
The principle that everything divides in five, he repeats it.
So that's all there is. Forget about the pants and the avnet and the socks and I don't know what he says there. Forget about it. Well,
so I'm asking, on one hand,
he wants to say, what is the high priest? It's also this spiritual being upon which there are such forms of clothing. So he gives you this name. That's it. It's not a person. That's clear.
Yes, but beyond the principle of everything being divided into five, what do you do with all those terms?
You have a neshama, a soul. What's a neshama? It's a desire, an egoistic one, that's corrected in order to bestow beyond the egoistic desire. And then, according to the extent it goes through changes, then it has what is called clothings. These clothings aren't to hide the desire, but they're to make it worthy to receive the light, that the desire will illuminate as the light is, according to equivalence of form, and to the extent that the desire, through these corrections, because it clothes in these corrections, to the extent it can be similar to the light, it begins to shine. That's the whole thing. So all in all, it's the desire in all different clothings upon it, restrictions, masachim, and by that it becomes similar to the light. The desire has five discernments, and then five more, and five more, and that's how it becomes similar to the light. He didn't say anything beyond that.
Can we ask for next time that you would give a general explanation about what is the Gedas of intentions and what it explains and everything?
I did, weren't you there?
Maybe you can explain again. I don't.
There was a rich man who wanted Baal HaSulam to write a prayer book. And he thought that the Baal HaSulam's prayer book would be, you know, he'll pray through it and the Creator will finally hear him. Baal HaSulam, okay, I'll write it for you. But before I write the prayer book, the Siddur, I need to write the introduction to the Siddur, to the prayer book. And he wrote this book, Beit Shar HaKavanot. A Siddur is Kavanot, intention. So he wrote the Gatehouse of Intentions. That's it. That's what he wrote. I don't know how much money he got. He didn't get that. I don't know. Okay, guys. We are coming close to the end. No. I'm not going to let you ask. That's it. You finished me in the last week. You too. Restrain yourself and see where there is really a place to ask and where there isn't. People who are constantly asking, they're suspicious in my eyes. Okay, Gershon.
Can I ask about the preparation for the Congress?
I guess you can.
Yesterday you said you would like to see us, the world Kli, as an internal nucleus that you can talk to.
I'm simply concerned, why aren't you concerned with the convention? Because in my eyes, we still haven't stabilized ourselves correctly. We don't see our correct form of gathering, that we're truly entering connection and discovering what we want to reveal. In my eyes, it's still all flimsy, it's still in the air, it's still blurry. That's my feeling. And it doesn't depend on me. It is the first convention that I'm putting my hands up and saying, guys, don't look at me, nothing to look here. Because here it only speaks of the group that will bond, that will gather and attain everything that it can attain only in the group. And nothing will help you only if you make this gathering. Yes.
We want to start a process like you're describing, so we'll get to the Congress with truly this feeling of an internal nucleus.
Good.
Do you have an advice to give us?
There is no advice. From this moment onwards, there is nothing to ask. Only this point that you understand that if you won't do it, then you will not realize anything and it won't happen. And I'm also turning to all the friends around the world, New York, Peter, Moscow, Kiev, all the different groups, Europe, Queens, Latin America, Turkey, everyone. If you won't do it, there won't be. It doesn't matter if you're sitting here in Israel or if you're sitting each one in his place. But you need to have to care for connection in the time of the convention and in the preparation that's prior to it. And I have nothing to add. Nothing. Don't come to me with any question. You can come to me and say, excuse me, but we think that we'll do it without you. Okay, go on. Do it. Serious. As long as you do. If that will be the general decision, then I'll have such joy. Seriously.
So
you need to determine all these things with full seriousness. And what I spoke to Yaniv there about different excerpts, that doesn't matter. Also, by the way, the same goes for the desert convention. Think about it. Maybe you want to do something completely different. As long as it will always be towards the goal that you determine, And then, accordingly, you aim all of your efforts. Go ahead. What do you want to say, Asaf? Go on. Chup. Nothing, you're looking at me like that.
I wanted to say that we in the musicians group have been preparing like crazy for the past 2.5 months. I'm so in the Congress, it's unbelievable. From the first day when they registered to the open the registration for the Congress, all the musicians and the 10 registered to the Congress, and there's no question that the Congress is here. Now I want to ask, let's say I and everyone who heard you in the World Kli, who heard you say that we have to build the Congress. We all know that there are managers and people who eventually call the shots. Beyond the email address, what can I do, meaning each one in the World Kli, what can I do, how can I organize or suggest or do if we don't have any joint discussions?
You're asking me? I don't know as well.
I'm just throwing it out in the air. I don't know.
Okay, so fine, but it's not to me.
Maybe what I'm saying is that we need more joint discussions because there's a feeling that...
Go ahead, do it tomorrow morning or this evening, whenever you want. Today's Thursday. Fine, I don't know who's capable of coming, but do it this evening. Go ahead, here. Do it tomorrow morning during the lesson or tomorrow afternoon instead of the afternoon lesson. I'm willing to remove myself and give you the stage and the time as long as it's serious, to the point, and not just paka-paka. Clear. What?
Yesterday, a link was sent to everyone that allows you to comment on the activities and the schedule and everything. You can do it individually, you can do it as a 10, you can discuss it during the day. In the meetings tomorrow afternoon, you can discuss it. There is a place to send it. We're collecting each one. Many people have already sent it, so there is an address.
I have no question where to. What additional actions can bring connection where what we want to be revealed will be revealed? How do we build the connection that we force the Creator in my sons have defeated me? We force him to be revealed between us. That's the question, not about breaks or songs, etc. Yes.
At the end of the lesson, there will be a meeting of the Arvut team. It's a meeting that's open to everyone. In this meeting, we will be talking exactly about what you just talked about, how we as a World Kli, as one group, tie ourselves up more and more and more in order to prepare ourselves for the Congress in the best way. So everyone's invited to participate.
No.
Right now, at the end of the lesson.
Can we also see it?
It's a Zoom link, it's a Zoom number, you can just connect to this.
Okay. No, that's it. I don't want to hear all these things. You recommend to the friends, what do you want to say to me? Who am I? I'm nothing. I'll come to the convention and I wish that I'll be able to sit there at the side and enjoy and participate like everyone else and to be like a puppet. Okay. We're going to have a song or not?
We will have a song after the announcements. Evening lesson. You're invited to watch the live lesson today, this evening, with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova at 6 p.m. We thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. The World Kabbalah Convention, connecting to the source, root of life. Dear viewers, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention 2020 that will take place between the 25th and 27th of February in Tel Aviv. Pay attention, the early bird registration ends on February 13th. please hurry and register. For more details, call 1-700-519-209 or go to camp.co.il/convention. And we'll sing a song.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. Part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight.
Together, together as one.